The saying, live your motherfucking life. You got to get your motherfucking hustle. Understand niggas is going to hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You got to be grateful. You need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate. So let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job. What the fuck is you complaining about? Ladies, if you got 14 women hating on you, you need to figure out how the fuck to get to 16 before the summer get here. What the fuck is you mad about? Fellas, if you got 20 haters, you need 40 of them motherfuckers. What is you complaining about? If there's any haters in here right now that don't have nobody to hate on, feel free to hate on me. Sit back there and say my hair ain't luxurious when you know it is, bitch.
Jim! You already snow, already snow.
I'm in the building,
in the building.
Are you family?
Are you family?
Done. woman know she back it up. 10 pound of powder puff, me still mash it up. Swear for my life, no other nigga couldn't grab it up. I might post it after me on the sexual spatula. But it's crazy how she played me, cause I was loving, driving me stazy. I was thinking and loving was crazy until she had an abortion for the baby. Black widow love has stained my blood, and now I'm trapped in her poison. No antidote, but still I'm searching for the new horizon. Tangled I am in her love, can't seem to break free. Tangled I am, new love's waiting.
Don't ever believe that. Don't ever believe that. Don't ever believe that. That you can
deceive. I wanna tell you about a story you might relate to, about vampires, words without a curfew. Stalks at night and feeds off your light. Energy, bloodthirsty, beauty at first sight. Spins webs, sticky lingerie and fishnets. Face made up with hair weaves and fake breasts. An illusion, nothing under the surface. Worthless, feeding off you as a purpose. Won't support you but front for the money. Outside she's a hoe too, at home she's your honey. Playing you for a dummy, brother man, wake up. Foundation of the universe, it's time to step up. Got no time to waste, let her play herself. Put a stake in her heart, she attacks my health. Mental wealth is priceless, she's broke severely. Innocent to the devil, but to God she's guilty. Feel
black widow love, it really, really hurts my soul. If only you knew, oh, oh, oh. Black widow love, it really, really hurts my soul. What did you do?
Kelly Diva 77 back at you again with another video, and this time this is for real. Yes, for real, number 3. And today's topic is, why is it cool to have haters? I'm so serious. I don't understand. I think it's almost like in style to have haters. And I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm grown. So instead of having haters, why you just don't have people that just disagree with your approach to things? Why do they necessarily have to be haters? And I do think that there are haters. I'm going to give you my definition of a hater. If you have something that somebody likes and you may think you're fly and they don't like it, just because they don't like it doesn't mean that they're a hater. They might just generally not like it. You may be looking right now like, I don't like your hair, I don't like your earrings. That doesn't mean that you're a hater. What makes you a hater is when you have to verbalize that to me, or you have to let people know, like, I don't like her earrings, I don't like her hair, I don't like her dress. If you don't like that, and that's cool, and you amongst your girls, and you want to sit there and be like that, then that's fine. But when you tell people that you don't like it, and you let them know, now especially if you don't know the person, then you're being a hater. Now, I'm not saying this happens to me, because it doesn't. This is just a topic that I kind of been seeing on one of the message boards that I'm on, and you know, just talking about people hating in general. And I was like, well, what really is a hater? I mean, you know, I guess if you don't like something, like I said, right on, that's awesome. I guess you keep it to yourself. If you don't keep it to yourself, like I said, I can't lie. Me and my friends, when we go places, if we see something that we think is crazy or a hot mess, we gonna laugh. I mean, that's the nature of people. We're gonna laugh. Now, am I gonna be loud and obnoxious and make the person know I don't like it or I think it's funny? No. To me, that's where you become a hater. And so, The word hater is really, really thrown around a lot. I hear it all day at work. Oh, they're a hater, they're hating on me. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, no, they just don't like you. Like, whatever happened to a good, just old-fashioned, I don't like her. Why does it have to be a hater? You know, and a lot of times people think that if somebody does hate on you, that they're jealous of you. No, some people are just haters. That's the nature of life. That's just how they are. That doesn't mean that they want what you have. It's just that is how they are. And so, as a grown woman who is in her early 30s, it's just hilarious to me to hear other grown women talk about haters. Because, I mean, the fact that you're even giving haters attention is exactly what they want. They want you to talk about them. They want you to get shaken up. They want you to get disturbed. They want you to be thrown off kilter. Their goal is to shake you up and rattle you. So when you spend time talking about them and how they feel about what it is you're doing or what you're not doing, then you're giving them exactly what they want. And you have better things to do with your time and your life. Don't worry about what somebody else thinks, especially somebody who doesn't know you. But it's the nature of us as human beings to feel offended and disrespected when people do that. But I have some advice, or a different approach. Instead of thinking somebody is a hater, instead of thinking somebody doesn't like you or they're jealous of you or what you have, how about you do this? How about you be like, you know what? That person doesn't pay my bills. That person doesn't live in my house. That person I'll probably possibly never see for the rest of my life. Or even if it's somebody you see every day and you have to work with that person has nothing necessarily to do with you. Now, if the person who's quote unquote hating on you is like a supervisor or they're making your life difficult, then that's a little bit different. Then you might have to handle that woman to woman. But if it's just somebody snickering and laughing and doing all that, who cares? I guess what my point is, YouTube, is I don't understand why people care so much about what other people think. I mean, when I get dressed in the morning, I'm not thinking, oh my God, what are people going to think at work? What are people going to think about this? Or what are people going to think about that? Who cares? No one comes in my house and pays my light bill. Nobody comes in here and pays my gas bill. Nobody pays that car note. Nobody pays my mortgage. None of those people do. So I guess I don't understand, and I often have to ask people this at school when they're getting in all these little disagreements. Why do you even care what anybody else thinks? You know, it's almost like you have to care, and if you don't care, then you are justifying what they're saying. I honestly think that when people get upset at haters sometimes, they are really not necessarily pissed off at the haters. Oh, they're really upset at what the haters said. They don't really care about the actual person. This is what they said. Because if you think you're flying and somebody says something about you that makes you feel any other way than that, of course you're going to be like, oh, I thought I was stepping out the house looking good. Here comes somebody that's totally contradicting the way that I feel about myself. But once again, I have another suggestion for you. If you really, really feel good about yourself, if you're really confident in who you are as a woman, once again, you will not be concerned about what anybody else thinks. It's just how it is. Now, if your girlfriends tell you, you know, you're out of line or that's too tight or, girl, you're just not looking good, then, you know, you need to listen to the people around you that are your true friends. But if you're worried about what a stranger thinks, whatever. I guess I've never been the type of person to really care what other people think. And so it's just hilarious to me that people get really, really bent out of shape. And I'm wondering, at what age does that start as women? I mean, it must really, really start young. And I'm going to tell you why I think it really starts young. My 4-year-old daughter this morning was getting dressed, and she has this little pink and green little jogging suit with these little sparkles on it that she got for Christmas that she has not worn. So she puts it on this morning, and she's like, ooh, Kirsten's going to be my best friend today because I have on this jogging suit. My very first thing before I could even think about it was, I was like, who cares what Kirsten thinks? I'm thinking to myself, who cares what this little 4-year-old girl in your class thinks about you in this little jogging suit? But already, at 4 years old, she's concerned about what somebody else thinks. So already, at an early age, somehow it's been oppressed upon her, whether through the media or maybe just necessarily overhearing my conversation, she is concerned about what somebody is thinking about her appearance. Now, I, like I said, am all for taking care of yourself. If you saw my other videos, you know I'm about taking care of yourself. But all this over-analyzing and overthinking and wasting oxygen on planet Earth when this life is already short and worrying about what other people think is just a waste of time, a waste of tiempo. It just doesn't make sense. I don't understand. That's why I really, really like people that do their own thing, their own free spirit. They don't really care. You ever notice that the people who do their own thing, they might look crazy, they might be quirky, they're usually the happiest people because they figured out a long time ago, I'm going to do what makes me happy and I'm not going to necessarily do what everybody expects me to do. Now, of course, we have jobs or we have to go to school or we have careers. So there's a certain protocol in a certain way. I can't just go to work looking any type of way. But for the most part, I go and I look the way that I want to look. So I don't have any haters. You know why I don't have any haters? Because I don't allow myself to have any haters. And whenever you open the door and let people come in and bring that negative energy to you, that's where you fall flat and that's where you fall guilty. So instead of having haters for 2010, why don't you just have people who aspire to be like you? Or people who just disagree with how you come at things? Or people who just generally maybe are just, I don't know, dissatisfied with something in their own life. Not everybody who thinks you look bad is a hater. Not everybody who talks bad about you wants what you have. There are just people in the world, that's how they roll. That's how they get down. And that's just how it is. That doesn't make them a hater. So instead of being like, oh, I have all of these haters. No, you really don't have all these haters. You only have as many haters as you allow to come into your area, to come into your existence. So for 2010, I suggest that you get rid of all your haters by just simply not acknowledging them. They simply do not exist. They simply do not matter. And when you start once again refocusing and living your life on what you want to do and how you want to do it, then you have no reason to have haters.
Gonna hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful, you need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? What's going on? What's really popping? What's up, people? This your boy T-Man coming to you live again. From God knows where. I'm so motherfucking goddamn happy and sleepy and tired. I've just been all over the place, man. Just getting back from Canada. And I had a good time. I was up there in Windsor, Canada. And then I just motherfucking my old lady told me to bring my ass on, so I just took my ass on over to the over there to what you call to I was over there took my ass to Toronto, and I shouldn't have went over there because I almost almost got stuck. Anyway, I wanted to touch on a little subject that a lot of you are probably already pinpointed or probably already touched on, and that's about these goddamn haters. What the fuck is going on with all this hating shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are there so many motherfucking haters? Where do you motherfucking haters come from? Are you motherfuckers like, what's the deal with y'all haters? Are you like on some motherfucking, like, are you on some type of payroll or something? I've been meeting a lot of motherfuckers, and the year just started. This is some crazy shit. The year just started. And you motherfuckers is coming with this hater shit like crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all motherfuckers is hating on the nigga for nothing. You hating on the nigga for the smallest, simplest, weakest shit. I can't believe that men there are so many men, male haters, than there are female haters. All the haters that I have come encounter with are all men with dicks and balls, and they got the attitude of a fucking chicken head ass bitch. Where the fuck do these motherfuckers come from? Is there like a planet out there in the solar system called Planet Hater somewhere? You motherfuckers just invaded planet Earth and you all just started attacking. I tried so many times to put my motherfucking finger on why a hater hates, and I keep coming up with zilch, nothing. It's like trying to read the Bible with your eyes closed. You're trying to understand this shit, you know. You haters are like reading Braille, you know. All I feel is bumps. But I'm not here to complain about you haters. I'm just trying to, you know, and shed some light on what the fuck is going on. I was on Twitter. Now, I'm not a big fanatic Twitter fan or whatnot. I go there whenever I can, drop a little spam, and bounce. I don't have time for that Twitter shit, you know? I had a bitch email me, and this bitch, well, actually over there they call it DM. She DM'd me, which means, you know, send the person a private message, the person that's following you. And that's exactly what I did. That's what she did. I'm sorry, that's what she did. She sent me this motherfucking hate message. I seen your website. How do you feel degrading black women? You should be proud of yourself. I'm trying to remember what this bitch said off the top of my head. She was saying some old crazy ass weird nigga shit. You're degrading women and blah blah blah. And why you doing this to degrade women? And she was going on and on and on about the website. You know, like, I told the bitch, I said, look, I'm only on Twitter just to spam. If you don't like my website, you know, why go over there? Why come over to my website and complain and shit, you know? And I didn't really get into no long motherfucking back and forth motherfucking goddamn, you know, argument with this bitch. The last thing I'm going to do is sit on the internet and argue and fuss and hold a conversation with a motherfucking internet bitch that I don't even know, a Twitter bitch, out of all people, a Twitter bitch. Okay, she first asked me, the first question that came out of her mouth was, do you think it's right that you're, making a profit off of exploiting black women on the internet? I said, it's right as long as everybody on the internet is legal and they agree to doing it. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, I truly believe it's right. What's the problem? You know, why all of a sudden it's got to be wrong? Well, what have you done? When I answered that question, she came up with another one. What have you done with the money that was positive that you made from exploiting these black women? I said, okay, I'm getting ready to deal. I'm dealing with one of these old militant ass bitches here. Here we go. Alright, I said, let me go ahead on and satisfy this bitch's taste buds, because I can see right now this is going to be one of them dings. It's going to be one of them goddamn episodes where I get one of these motherfuckers that feel like they just motherfucking, they feel like they just want to get all of my shit because of what I'm doing. A grown ass motherfucking woman questioning a grown man about what he's doing on the internet to make money. So I told the bitch, I said, well, what's the problem, baby? Are you mad? Are you hating on me? You know, what's wrong? Are you mad because I'm wearing nice clothes every day? I'm eating good? what's really your problem? You know, I'm trying to play psychiatrist with this bitch, and this bitch is going on well. I feel that you shouldn't be doing this, and I feel that you shouldn't be doing that, and I feel that you're wrong, and I have a right to voice my opinion, and you do. You actually do. I agree 100%. You do have a right to voice your opinion. And you also have a right to kiss my motherfucking ass with both lips. And I mean kiss both ass cheeks too. Flat out hatred. Once I told the bitch that I built the motherfucking foundation, a home, I bought a house in Canada with the porn money that I made from exploiting your sisters and aunties and nieces and shit. I made the bitch real mad, you know, she just over-hating herself, you know, like, okay, here's my thing. If you're a hater, and you hate me or anybody for some reason, to me, it's all good. You have the right to be a hater. It's a free country. Last time I checked, it was a free country. You can hate whoever you want to hate. What you don't have the right to do is to tell the person you hating on that they need to change their life or change their ways to satisfy you, the hater, the nobody. You haters are amazing. I actually love you motherfuckers. And for one reason why I love you is because you motherfuckers are my biggest sponsors. You are my biggest advertisers. You are my biggest everything. I love you haters. I want to thank every last one of you T-Man haters out there in the world. Not just America, the world. See, here's what a hater does. A hater will go out and tell everybody else that they hate you. They will spread your name and your voice like you're running for president or some shit. I used to go to this message board. Well, I still do. There's a message board called blackgirlonline.com. Mostly a bunch of motherfucking pervs hang over there. People who are in the adult sex industry hang out over there. People just hang out over there, you know, because it's mainly a pornographic message board. My God, you talk about haters? These people, I get a kick. I've gotten banned from this message board at least 17 times. 1 year, right? I get banned for a week, maybe sometimes 2 weeks, maybe 30 days. I come right back and I keep this shit going. The reason I get banned is because the mods, the people who actually are the cyber message board police niggas, you know, you give them a little job as being a mod, and all of a sudden, that you know, they're running around with that badge, you know. You give a nigga a badge and a nightstick, you just can't tell him nothing no more, you know. Tell a nigga he got a little bit of authority and he just lose his motherfucking mind. Anyway, I go to this message board and I go over there because I get my little spam on. That's the only reason I come over there, to spam. I also come over there just to spam again. And I mainly do all of this spamming and shit because I want to hear, well, I don't get to hear the comments, but I read them. People leave comments in the threads and they, you know, say all kind of little fucked up shit. And a lot of people, I found out, they actually let shit like that get to them. I know a couple of niggas that let shit get to them that what another person has said, you know. And to me, I'm the opposite. I'm like, okay, well, the more shit you talk about me, the more excited I get. I get amped up when the motherfuckers talking shit about me. I don't know what it is, but these haters on this message board truly believe in their heart that,
well, if I say something insulting, I'm going to hurt his feelings and I'm going to win.
What? Huh? they don't realize that I encourage it. I truly encourage, well, I take that back. I highly encourage haters, especially the ones that hate me. I encourage you to keep hating more and more and more. You don't understand. You're doing what I want you to do. Nigga, you can't hurt my fucking feelings. I don't think you know who I am. I'm like the Tin Man on the Wizard of Oz. I have no feelings. None. I ain't had feelings since 1972. I don't know what the fuck feelings are. Last time I had feelings, my turtle died. My pet little turtle died. His name was Albert. I had a pet turtle for 2 years, and when he died, that's when I had feelings, because I cried. And I was a little boy, but because I was a kid, what can I say? He was my little friend. Ever since then, fuck the world. Fuck the world. My mama tried to make up and give me a goldfish. I didn't want no goddamn goldfish. I used to take goldfishes and feed them to my motherfucking Albert. Albert would eat anything right out of my hand. I was the only nigga Albert knew. So fuck the world. Nigga, please. I love haters. I get haters every day. I got a brand new one emailing me. Talking shit. Oh, nigga, get off the internet. Your time is up, nigga. You can't make no more money. I'm here to take over. I had a nigga email me the other day talking about he taking over the porn game. I'm like, huh? If you just now getting into the porn game, I don't give a fuck what kind of niche you got. If you just now getting into it, then brother, I got news for you. You're like 10 years late. You're behind, okay? You're like really, it's just not happening for you, player. It's just not happening for you. I'm sorry, it's just not happening for you. Take that shit somewhere else, playboy. Okay, take it somewhere else. Now, this is a message to all you haters out there. I'm not even going to rant too long about this shit. I just want to tell you all, basically, keep doing your job. You're doing a good job. I appreciate it. Please don't stop. You know, if you go to my blog, Trash, GangstaGirlsBlog.blogspot.com. You go to my blog and you'll see, you know, for yourself. In fact, I need to go ahead on and just give me a domain name for that shit. I'm tired of that shit. But for real, you need to go to my blog and check it out, man. Check that shit out. You know, y'all got to come to grips with yourself. I ain't going nowhere. I don't give a fuck what name I used to have, what website I used to own. As long as there's money to be made on the net, if I got to sell grandma's shoes and diapers for old people, you know, I'm going to get paid somehow, some way. I don't know why a hater would hate on another nigga for making money when there's enough money on the internet for everybody to get paid. You got to be one simple-minded motherfucker to sit up here and just hate. What do you haters get out of hating? What exactly is it that you get out of? Are you on payroll? Is somebody paying you to hate? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do you get out of hating? I'll be right back. This is your boy T-Man. I'm going to do another segment of this, and I just got so many questions to ask the hater. And I'm asking these questions because I see you out there. You haters are bold. You knock on my front door. And you tell me in my face, I hate you. Okay, that's good. Now, can I go back to sleep now? You know, under my mattress is like a shitload of money and I like to lay on top of it, use it as a pillow. Is it okay now if I close this door in your face and go back to laying on top of these stacks? You know what I'm saying? Is it okay? Because y'all motherfuckers really, 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 really starting to play out. You know, I appreciate all the attention. I appreciate the fact that you're doing your job and you're doing a damn good job. But It's just that now you haters, it's 2011, you're starting to become a little soggy now. Because you used up every method of hating on the person that you can use, and none of it works, and you actually officially ran out of shit. You know, you kind of like ran out of shit to do and say. And I've seen haters call the police on niggas. I've seen haters send nasty notes. I've seen haters go so far as to take knives and burst people's car tires out. And I've just seen haters do all type of shit that was just so... I just see haters doing weird, crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I just see y'all doing some weird, crazy shit, so... Anyway, yeah, I'm gone. I'll be right back. This is your boy T-Man, representing GangstaGirls.net. Come check me out. Come check us out. I got beautiful girls over there. I'm about to pick my next gangster girl model of the week, you know, and come holla, holla, holla. You know what I'm saying? Come holla at us. My website has been up for like 2.5 weeks, and so far I've got 132 goddamn brand new customers. Big ups to all my 132 customers. You know, come holla at us. We it's all good. Anyway, yo, I'll be right back. You're listening to a T-Man show. Oh, big up to my boy over there, Taylor Mead, who runs that chroniccast.blogspot.com. I'll talk to y'all. Haters, come out and play. I know these motherfuckers. This is a T-Man show. Another one. Yeah, I just keep dropping them, man. Because, you know, when you retire and you ain't really got nothing else to do, you just like, you know. That's how it is. I retired, man. I retired from work. I don't have to work no more. I retired from everything, you know. I just want to, like, live the good life, you know what I'm saying? And just keep it motherfucking comfortable, you know. Keep life comfortable. I don't have time, really, to be, sitting around all miserable and shit. Why should I be miserable? Why should I be? I, got enough money that I don't ever have to work again, and I haven't even reached 50 yet, you know? I drive two nice, expensive cars. One belongs to my wife, one belongs to me. I'm 40-something years old. My wife, she's a young, fresh, tender, 24 years old. Of course you're gonna hate on me. I mean, there's so many reasons why people would hate on me. I can understand. I have orgies. Anytime I come home, like I'm home tonight for the first time in 3 months, from traveling from this city to that city to this city, I'm actually home. My wife is in the other room with another girl. They sitting in front of a webcam, making money. You know what I'm saying? They sitting in front of a webcam, and then when they get finished working and making their little money, they got a chat room full of motherfuckers that I'm paid $1 a minute just to see them two get down with each other. Be on the lookout for that too in the future. Fame's World Girls. Can't tell everybody everything. Especially you haters. I just like to hit them with, you know, hit them with a curveball. You know what I'm saying? Now, when they get finished, I'm going to be invited into their little cam room. We got our own little room called the cam room. And in the cam room is where the girls, I'm talking about my wife and whatever fine ass chick that she done picked up out the motherfucking strip club, we all gonna have a threesome. They just gonna do me, and I'm gonna be sitting in my recliner, and they can just be doing me and, you know, sucking and fucking. And I got it like that. I understand why you haters hate, because you wanna taste the same pussy that I suck on. The same pussy juice that I devour every day. You want to taste that, don't you? It's like you just trying to snatch the cup of juice out of my hand, and I'm pulling back saying, nah, you can't have none. I understand why you haters hate, because you can't get up in the morning without worrying. See, I don't worry about shit. My bills are paid for the rest of my live long days. I ain't never gotta pay a bill. I got a house down in Miami. I got a motherfucking spot in New York. I got a spot in Michigan. And I got a crib in motherfucking Canada. I understand why you hate. Because you can't get up and just call the motherfucking airline, or just get online and just book a flight anywhere around the world like I can. I can do that shit. I can go overseas tomorrow if I want to. Brazil, Thailand, Japan, Tokyo. Hell, I can go anywhere in the motherfucking... If I had a plane ticket to go to Mars, I can go to Mars and think nothing of it. And when I get to Mars, if I find some motherfucking fine young sweet tenders, which I will, I'm fucking on them. You can't do that. I understand why you hate now. It's all starting to motherfucking dawn on me. You can't go in your bedroom and open your jewelry box, if you even got one, and just be blinded by all that motherfucking diamonds and diamonds and diamonds, and you're unable to do all of that shit. No. the reason why you hate on me is because when you get up in the morning while I'm booking the motherfucking reservation to fly to goddamn Costa Rica, you motherfucking booking a reservation to have your punk ass on the goddamn bus stop, waiting on the bus to take your punk ass to work. That's why you hate my guts. Because while I'm at the airport getting ready to go somewhere and get my dick sucked by 14 different bitches on arrival, you're sitting somewhere at a motherfucking job, a 9-to-5, sweating. You got sweat running down your face and shit. You sitting in a goddamn cubicle somewhere, working a dead-end motherfucking job. Can't stand yourself. Especially them old goddamn motherfucking niggas that... I ain't even gonna go there. But them niggas know what I'm talking about. The niggas that work at these motherfucking Chrysler plants and all these car plants and all these niggas that get up and they got to go out there and shovel this and pick up this, and all you food service ass niggas and you niggas that working in kitchens and you got to clean this shit up and clean that shit up. Nigga, you are a hater. You wish you can motherfucking cut my throat right now. Because you're unable to be me. I'm the shit, huh? I understand. That's why you hate. Because I'm your God. If you had it your way, you would take a shotgun and cut my body in half with that motherfucker, wouldn't you? Because you don't have the keys to a motherfucking beautiful motherfucking car. Nah, you ain't got no keys. You hoping like hell it don't rain tomorrow while you standing on the bus stop waiting on the bus to take you to work. You miserable. That's why you people hate. That's why I hate and hate. Because you know any day now you could just drop dead. Distress alone is going to fucking kill you. You're miserable. That's it. You're just flat out miserable. That's it. You're just flat ass out miserable. You're not going to motherfucking stop me. Nor are you going to stop anybody with the same mentality that I have. I have a strong willpower to be the best in life that I could be. I only live once. I'm only going to be here one time. One time. After I die, that's it. I'm not coming back here. And the same goes for you. I can't take all these riches with me. I can't take this big ass house with me when I die. I can't take all that money I got in all them different bank accounts with me. I can't do it. I can't. I cannot do it. I'm sorry. Forgive me, hater, for being so goddamn successful. Forgive me for being able to do the things in life that I want to do. I used to work. I used to have a job. I was a sanitation garbage truck driver for many years. Right after I got out of high school, I went to college. I didn't graduate from college, but I went to auto engineering school and I graduated from that. And I started working for the sanitation department. I used to have to jump off the back of a garbage truck every fucking day. That was my job. Jumping off a back of a motherfucking garbage truck down there in motherfucking Miami, Florida. And then I got transferred to New York and did the same shit, and wow, that was worse. New York has 10 times more garbage than Florida. I was jumping off the back of the trucks, picking up garbage bags, slaying them bitches on the back of the truck. I was getting $25 an hour. Even then, I was getting paid. I used to enjoy my job. until I worked so much that they forced me to retire. At the age of motherfucking 37, they forced me to retire. I'm still collecting a retirement check from that. See, when you get a retirement check, you get that for the rest of your life. Not only that, then I pulled some more crazy ass shit on the internet, in which they classified me as insane. Then they added on more money. See, this is just the states giving me money. The states giving me money. But all the while, I still was running the porn site. Still making money from the porn sites. So it's like, even if I don't want no money, I'm going to have money. I'm forced to have money. No matter what, I'm forced to have money. It was just created that way. I got dough. You don't. I'm not bragging, but I'm just, you know, finally realizing why you hate so hard. Now I know. It kills you inside. It burns you up inside. To have to get up in the morning and go work for that white man to be talked to like a piece of shit. And you got your boss lady or your boss man just talking shit. Ain't nothing you can do but just sit there and take it. Me? Please. Not me. I ain't got to motherfucking do nothing. But look on the motherfucking internet, check my bank account, and boom, every time I turn around, the numbers are getting higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. My wife ain't complained about me about nothing yet. She got 5 mink coats. In 1 year, I bought her 5 mink coats. 5. Your wife, Mr. Hater, is still wearing the same shit she's been wearing for the last 5 days. Your wife got holes in her jeans. Her shoes are just, the soles on her shoes are starting to come off. Your kids look raggedy, Hater. That's what you mad at me for, because my daughter is sitting up in the crib at her grandmama's house down in Miami. Living good. Your daughter is dressing like a motherfucking tramp. Everything that she got on was donated from probably your friends and your neighbors and your kids. They look like a hot fucking mess. They look wrinkled. They look abused. They look fucked up in the clothes area. Your kids look, they got nappy heads, and your kids is just all fucking wrong. Your kids ain't even supposed to be available to see how they look fucked up. Your kids is just all fucked up. Your kids is just, you got a son. He can't wear the latest shit, the latest Jordans and shit. If I had a son, you could best believe he had the latest everything. But my daughter, she got everything she want. My daughter has a trust fund already. And her eyes ain't even open. Your daughter's eyes open, and that bitch can't even goddamn get food stamps. You're disgusted with your life, Hater. I understand. I don't know how it feels, but I understand. You hate me because you're not me. You wish like hell. You'll never admit it to yourself. But deep in your heart, that's what motherfucking keeps you up at night. That's what keeps you tossing and turning. A nigga like me give you night sweats, huh, nigga? Isn't that right, Hater? You hate me so goddamn much that you can just take a motherfucking butcher knife, come into my big bedroom and chop my body in pieces. But let me ask you a question, Hater. Let's just say you do get lucky and you actually was able to kill me. Why? Because you was hating. Here's my number one question. What happens after you kill me? Real talk. Once you kill me, what happens then? Do you find somebody else to hate on? Because you think it stops? there's another nigga out there who got way more money than me. What you gonna do about him? Are you gonna go around to each and every single nigga that's doing 10 times better than you and kill them? You're gonna be tired. By the time they catch you, or by the time you motherfucking get thrown in prison or something happened to you, it's still gonna go on. You can't stop a player. That's basically what I'm trying to break it down to you haters. You can't stop a player. You haters out there don't even know where your next meal is coming from. A lot of you hating ass niggas are so goddamn poor. And you know what's so pathetic is, this whole entire hater show is pointed directly to the male haters. The females, see, females hating is acceptable in my book, because it's just another form of jealousy. Women were born to be jealous towards women. You know, I don't really have a lot of female haters, just the little militant ass bitches who still think it's 1975, you shouldn't do this to the black woman, you shouldn't do that to the black woman, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I tell you what, bitch, go to every last piece of content I got on my website and tell them bitches to return my money back and I'll take their asses off my website. Not gonna do that, are you? I didn't think so. But this whole entire motherfucking Why You a Hater show is dedicated to the men. Grown, not the little boys. I can expect little kid boys, like, what, under 13, 14, being jealous. That's their kids. You know, they don't know no better. But you grown ass niggas, the ones with the hair on the chest, the ones that's always just, you know, you think you're a man, but you're really a woman trapped inside of a man's body because you acting like a bitch. You mad at me because any bitch I say hello to is quick to motherfucking jump in my motherfucking car and suck me off right there on the spot. You hating on me because your baby mama giving her the motherfucking chance. That bitch would jump in my motherfucking car and give me a motherfucking blowjob because she know why she's sucking my dick. That motherfucking heat coming from the goddamn air condition and underneath the floor and the seat that she's sitting in the passenger side is vibrating, massaging her back while she's sucking my dick. You hating on me because you know that shit happened. You haters are mad at me because you ain't got no woman. Is that what it is? You can't find a bitch to save your life unless you got to spend money on a bitch. And a bitch only fuck with you unless you tricking with her. Not me. I can walk in any strip club in America and I just play the back. I sit down, order a bottle of that motherfucking champagne, and a bitch dare not come to my motherfucking table unless I invite her to my table. Otherwise, I'm sitting back there with my motherfucking champagne watching the show. That's what I came there to do, watch the show. That's what real gangsters do. Real gangsters go to strip clubs. They sit so far back in the dark where you can't see their asses. You got the peeping shit to see them. And they back there drinking champagne left and right. That's what gangsters do. Gangsters don't go in strip clubs and make it rain. Those are just drug deal ass niggas that just ain't got nothing else to do. They giving their money back to the community. I ain't giving shit back. Gangsters don't give shit back. We here to take everybody's money. And that's exactly what I'm doing. 2000 goddamn 11. Fuck niggas. This message is going out to all you niggas out there. Every last one of you son of bitches. All you jealous ass niggas, all you player hating ass niggas, every last one of you cum sucking son of bitches. I am aiming to take all y'all's money. Cause I'm a gangster and I'm taking your shit. And I'ma take your shit and sell your shit and I'ma take your own product. And I'm going to put a little motherfucking cut on it. I'm going to put a 2 on it. And then I'm going to put that motherfucker on the street after my people's bagging up. So be on the lookout, nigga. This the year the gangster 2000 motherfucking 11. T-Man is here, nigga. I ain't going no motherfucking where. So why waste your goddamn pearly tongue motherfucking time? Haters can suck my dick, but get your bitch ass back out there in that motherfucking field and tell everybody about me. Because the more people you tell about me, the more shit that you motherfucking talk about me, that's the more people become interested in trying to figure out, well, damn, nigga, what you selling? I'm that nigga. Welcome to my world, nigga. Fuck out of my face with all that little whack, 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 waggity, whack, rabbit ass shit. I'm getting ready to motherfucking show you what some gangster shit is all about. You think I made GangsterGirls.net for no reason? You think I motherfucking made GangsterGirlsPro.tk for no reason? There's a reason why I made that gangster network, nigga. I got a whole lot of shit in store for you niggas. And I'm not gonna tell you shit. I'm just gonna let you keep coming back, tuning in, and searching and finding. But I got a surprise for a whole bunch of you niggas, too. I'm splitting your shit. I'm taking over. I'm gonna take what I wanna take. So try not to run off at the mouth a little too much. Because if I find out you're sitting on a gold mine, you're going to find yourself walking down the street with no shoes on your feet. That's gangster shit, nigga. I'm going to come off in the club and lay back in the cut and just watch you niggas and see who's spending the most money. I'm going to get on that cell phone when you ready to leave the club. Tell them niggas to meet you down the street. Blast your ass. Take you for whatever you got left. I'ma send them hoes at you, nigga. I'ma send them bitches after you. And they gonna tap them pockets. I'm not fucking around, nigga. Fuck out of here. Got me twisted, partner. This is T-Man. OG, nigga. I'm too low-key. You cannot motherfucking see me. You can hear me, but you can't see me because I'm too low-key. And that's the way it's gonna be this year. Too motherfucking low key. Coming from an OG, bitch ass niggas. All you haters, I love you. Now, if you a female and you hating on me, shit, I expect that shit. But grown ass men's? Nigga, please. I get worried if you stop talking about me. That's when I really get worried. When you stop talking shit about me, I get worried. Fuck with me. GangsterGirls.net. Whole lot of shit going on over there. I'm about to open up my own record label. Gangster Girl Records. You niggas can't do that shit. See, shit like that you niggas can't do. You can't fuck with that type of shit. With Gangster Girl Productions, baby. You can't fuck with that shit. I'm about to open up a goddamn recording studio where female rappers can come in and just whip the mic. Let me give bitches 4 hours free. Not even 4 hours, but yeah, 4 hours free a day to come in there and record a demo, blah, blah, blah. I'm putting bitches on contract, nigga. I'm managing. I'm producing. I'm moving up. I'm getting ready to motherfucking Russell Simmons this shit. And that's how I'm going to end my show. Good night. God bless every last one of you haters. Kiss my ass. And thank you for coming. Holla.